There are more than a dozen movies and TV productions involving the story of the Alamo, going all the way back to the silent film era. A new movie about the Alamo purports to be the first one that attempts to get the story right. In the process, some myths will be bruised and some buried, and historians say it's about time. NPR's John Burnett reports.
First, let's remember the Alamo. The year was 1836. A group of revolutionaries called Texians had captured a key garrison at San Antonio in what was then northern Mexico. General Antonio López de Santa Anna and his 5,000 troops marched north to retake the Alamo. They laid siege to the ramshackle fortress for 13 days. When the Texans refused to surrender, the Mexicans attacked on March 6th and killed every defender, some 185 men. About 6 weeks later, screaming, "Remember the Alamo," General Sam Houston's Texas Army conducted a surprise attack on Santa Ana at the Battle of San Jacinto. They routed the Mexican force and won independence for the fledgling Texas Republic. That's the battle being filmed this afternoon in a sweltering pine forest east of Austin. 200 whiskered men in woolen tailcoats and sweat-stained top hats stand in the sun, muskets at the ready, waiting for the cue from the assistant director.
And
a remote-controlled camera swoops down from a suspended cable as the actors dash across a clearing. That unintelligible shout comes from Dennis Quaid, playing Sam Houston, who streaks ahead on his white horse to lead the charge for Texas independence and a hoped-for box office smash. The $90 million production is being filmed around Austin. Set designers constructed a plaster replica of the Alamo, which they claim is accurate down to the exact shape of the limestones in the facade. The movie makers claim everything about this project, from the set to the plot, is more authentic than anything that's come before. The Mexicans will not be portrayed as savage killers, but as simple conscripts fighting invaders in their own country. The Alamo commander, Colonel William Barrett Travis, will not draw a line in the sand with his sword, because it never happened. And the central characters will not be, in the words of Texas historian Stephen Hardin, plaster saints.
You know, Sam Houston was an alcoholic during this portion of his life. Jim Bowie is a white-collar criminal. William Travis abandons a pregnant wife and literally leaves town in the middle of the night, owing everybody in town. Davy Crockett's a failed politician. All of his hopes and dreams have gone down the tubes. But, you know, while all of these people are failures, they have their moment of redemption.
The story of the Alamo has a mythic hold on Texans, with its elements of courage, sacrifice, and certain death. But which story? The one told by John Wayne's 1960 epic, which has enthralled school children and outraged historians for decades, or the unvarnished story? For instance, 9 Texans died at the Battle of San Jacinto, which took place a few miles east of modern-day Houston. The official Texas Almanac puts the Mexican dead at more than 600, but omits how many of them died. They were slaughtered after the battle ended by avenging Texan soldiers. General Houston tried to stop the carnage, but couldn't. That event, never included in an Alamo movie before, is supposed to be in the current production. Wayne Evans is a hotel manager from Beaumont, Texas, and an extra playing a soldier in Houston's army.
Basically, they did lose control of the men, and the slaughter continued into the sunset. You know, well after the victory was achieved, at that point, it was for liberty and vengeance, I guess, more or less.
Other aspects of the Texas Revolution have been harder to depict realistically. General Santa Anna, played by the Mexican actor Emilio Echeverria, had forcibly marched his army 300 miles from northern Mexico. The soldiers who stormed the walls of the Alamo were half-starved. But the casting director had a tough time finding Mexican-Americans today who looked the part. 3 Mexican extras, smelling of sunscreen and cooling off inside the air-conditioned lunch tent, say the movie makers had to compromise.
Nice. We're not too skinny out here, you know?
I think at the beginning they wanted the skinnier the better, but I think after they ran through all the skinny Mexicans they could find around here, they started taking just about anybody.
Basically taking what they could get, you know? Started getting slim picking, so to say.
The new Alamo movie will also, for the first time, attempt to tell the story through the eyes of Mexican soldiers, a perspective missing from earlier films. Mario Alaniz from McAllen, Texas, left business graduate school temporarily to play an infantryman in the Mexican Army of Operations in Texan, Texas.
These are people that were fighting for their country, much like our own soldiers have been defending the United States against enemies, home, foreign, and domestic. They were coming back to take land from essentially what they call terrorists.
How will people react to a revision of what some consider a comfortably familiar story? Again, historian Stephen Hardin, who's serving as a historical consultant to the film.
People have such an emotional investment in this story, and they've grown up with the story, and they like it just fine. And it's a very dangerous thing to meddle in people's mythology.
Considering the source, Disney's Touchstone Pictures, it's doubtful the movie will be all that dangerous. In fact, director Ron Howard left the project after Disney reportedly refused to let him make true-to-life battle scenes reminiscent of Saving Private Ryan. What the movie does accomplish, says an Austin author who's read the script, is for the first time retreat from jingoistic fantasy and create human, three-dimensional characters. The movie, titled Alamo, premieres nationwide on Christmas Day. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.